Can you hear me okay? All right. I'm going to be talking today about something that's probably running on every Linux laptop and server as well, which is systemd and dbus. So a little bit of background myself. My name is Leonid. I work at Dropbox on the infrastructure team, and thus I deal a lot with Linux and servers and all the infrastructure. And one thing I keep noticing is that when I go to like servers we maintain, I always see systemd and dbus running there. So they're like systemd, they manage new services. But I was always curious, like, what is dbus? What's it doing? Can I use it for something? And I start looking into that a few months ago and start exploring, can I do something with it? Can I use it for some of my services? Can I use it to programmatically do some tasks? And so this is kind of, this talk is the result of this exploration, really, is to take a look at like what's going on there. So I'll start by just describing the scope of this, and then go briefly through dbus and systemd, and then see how really Linux distributions laid out the configuration for that. It's very shortly about that.